Grand Marais adventurer Lonnie Dupree is set to climb Mount McKinley alone this winter. Welcome, Lonnie.
Thanks, Jay.
Now, Polar Climb 1, when do you start? How long is it going to take you to reach the summit?
Well, we start, Tom Supernaut, who's going to be my base camp manager in Talkeetna, Alaska, we fly out of Minneapolis on the 27th of December. And actually get to Talkeetna, Alaska that evening. And there we're going to stay in Talkeetna for a few days prepping for the trip and then hoping to fly to the base of the mountain on the 29th of December.
And this is the whole month of January you figure it's going to take?
Hopefully get there on the 29th, and I'm thinking it's going to take me a good part of the January to get to the summit. Although if we have good weather, it could be middle of the month. Middle to the end of the month.
Now, prep means what?
Well, our food's up there right now, but just get it all in stuff sacks. We have to just go over our equipment one last time because I'm not taking any extra things with me because I need to travel light. And then wait for a window of good weather to fly into. The flying alone is quite dangerous that time of year because you only have about 4 hours of light.
So, Lonnie, why are you doing this?
Well, I've been doing polar expeditions or Arctic projects for the last 25 years, and this is kind of a culmination of all those projects and all the things I've learned on those expeditions, and I'm going to put it to use on this mountain. Buck Benson from town here and Tom Supernaut and I, we went to Denali last June and climbed it, and one of the reasons I went there was to understand the mountain, the route, really well, and then just to kind of visualize if I thought I could do it in the winter, and I believe I can. So it's a challenge, but it also gives me an opportunity to talk about things that are dear to my heart, like the Arctic and how climate change is affecting the Arctic.
Well, I know that you'll be calling attention to Alaska's vanishing glaciers, but this is a dead of winter, Lonnie, and 6 people have died in group climbs. So is that worth risking your life for?
Well, you know, I could get hit by the Munson truck crossing over to the tavern in town here. So I, yeah, it's kind of risky. The thing is that I've been training really hard for this. I've already been to the mountain, so I understand the route. So I'm trying to weed out as many risks as possible. I'm carrying bamboo wands, and these are just short, some are 5 foot tall bamboo wands that I mark with fluorescent ribbing and also some reflective tape. And then I can push these into the snow every 100, 150 yards to mark the trail up and back. I'd rather have them closer, like every 6 inches. Yes. So when I'm on my hands and knees fighting against the wind, I can actually see
them. You're already going to carry, 300 of them or something?
Yeah, maybe just under 300.
Well, now you've already done some pretty risky things in the Arctic, dog team, ski, kayak. What do you expect to find at McKinley that's different, or what do you expect to find that's the same?
Well, one thing that I'll find in Denali that I won't find anywhere else on my trips is altitude. You know, I'll be up high. McKinley's 20,000 feet. And so there's only about 48% oxygen at the top of that summit. So when you combine extreme cold with lack of oxygen, your phalanges tend to get much colder, easier. So I've prepared myself for that where I'm pre-acclimatizing in a hyperbaric chamber. Basically, it's a tent that you're in and a generator sucks out some of the oxygen and you can adjust it for different altitudes. So I'll be acclimatized to 20,000 feet before I even get to the base of the mountain. So that will help with the cold and also with how I can attack the mountain. I'm not going to go up and down pushing supplies up and then sleeping low. I'm just going to keep ascending the mountain, what they call alpine style.
So how long have you had the urge to be an Arctic explorer and adventurer, and what put you on that track?
Well, I grew up on a small, what I call cash crop farm in central Minnesota, a little town called Centerville. And we, back when I was growing up, we had really cold winters, and we snowmobiled, ice fished, snowshoed, and I just really loved the winter at an early age. And then once I got through high school and stuff, I remember hearing about Will Steger going to the North Pole in 1986. And at that time, I was already living in Alaska and kind of got the Arctic bug. And then I heard about him and I was, I thought, well, I'd like to do some of that, you know, running around. And so I started doing smaller expeditions in Alaska and then hooked up with Paul Shirky on the Bering Bridge expedition in 1989, which was a 1,000-mile crossing of Siberia, via the Bering Sea region.
Could you be an adventurer in the Amazon?
I'd be a miserable little adventurer in the Amazon, I'll tell you that. My luck, I would get some kind of tsetse fly bite and die within like 48 hours or something. I don't know. I'm just feel more at home in the cold, and I've never really thought about vacationing where it's warm. I figure a vacation where it's warm is the sauna, you know. You know, I can always seem to put enough clothes on to stay warm and eat properly to stay warm, but in that hot climate, you can't take enough off.
Well, you'll be alone on the mountain, but you'll still be in touch.
We've used this type of equipment before on North Pole expeditions, and basically what it is an Iridium satellite phone that we can connect a Palm Pilot to. To the Palm Pilot, we can connect a small digital camera. So we can download our images on the Palm Pilot, put together an email with text, and then I can download that and send that out via sat phone to who's ever working on my website.
Besides calling attention to global warming and the plight of polar bears and melting glaciers, anything that you think is deep-seated in your own character that makes you want to do this?
I kind of compare it to being a carpenter most of my life. You're always trying to reinvent your occupation or your job and trying to design a different cabin or something that just keeps you motivated. And exploring is much like that too. I've come to the part in my life where I need a little bit more of a challenge, and this is it. And this is it's a fairly tough challenge, and I'm going to be extremely cautious because there's a lot of things that can go wrong out there. So I've been preparing for it for about a year and training hard physically for about 4.5 months now, so feeling pretty good about it. Not going to take any chances.
There's a send-off party for you at the Gunflint Tavern on Thursday the 16th. Music, silent auction, the whole going away 9 yards. But I'm equally interested in your homecoming. Lonnie, promise me you'll come back in good shape and tell our listeners about the experience.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to getting back here and taking advantage of our wonderful ski season that we seem to be having here. As if I probably won't get enough snow out there, right?
Lonnie Dupre leaves for Alaska right after Christmas and will climb Mount McKinley alone in January. Thanks for talking with us and good luck.
Thanks, Jay.